And we now turn to a popular sport in the Czech Republic, football. For a long time, Slavia Prague, one of the most well-known Czech football clubs, has tried but failed to enter the prestigious and profitable Champions League. This year, the sixth opportunity, the Slovak champion Žilina stood in Slavia's way. After a first leg 0-0 draw in Slovakia, Slavia had a chance to move on Wednesday night at Prague's Rosický Stadium. Jan Richter has this report.
Slavia do toho eco throughout Rosický Stadium in Prague, Slavia faced Slovak champion Žilina on Wednesday night. It was the second leg of the UEFA Champions League second qualifying round in which Slavia was seeking, for the sixth time in the club's history, to advance to the group stage in the prestige European club competition. On the night, Žilina started pushing right from the opening minutes, but Slavia's defense was tight. The first opportunity came already in the sixth minute when Slavia's Petr Janda advanced to a good shooting position in front of the Slovak goal, but was eventually rid of the ball. Some 10 minutes later, Krajíček crossed the ball in the penalty area looking for Slavia's forwards, but both Krajíček and Šenkeřík missed. But Žilina's answer was quick, as in the 17th minute, a free kick by Ješ against Slavia gave the goalkeeper Vaňák a chance to shine. The biggest opportunities for Slavia then came before the end of the first half, but neither the Prague's team captain Vlček nor Šenkeřík managed to drive the ball in the net. In the 40th minute, the Portuguese referee Duarte Gomes booked Vladimír Šmicer for a slide into Ješ. This means that Šmicer, for whom this was the first home game for Slavia after 11 years, will miss the next match against the strong Ajax Amsterdam. After the half-time break, Slavia's pressure intensified and resulted in a series of corner kicks executed by Kalivoda. But again, the score didn't change, much to the disappointment of the crowd. With no goal scored, the game was sent to extra time, but both Slavia and Žilina are now purely concentrating on not receiving rather than scoring. Despite this, Slavia managed to put Žilina's goal in danger twice, with a header and a free kick by Volešák. This meant that the advancing team was determined by a penalty shootout. After the first series, 5 kicks, in which both teams scored 3 times, Slavia's captain Stanislav Vlček placed the ball in the penalty mark in the 6th series. And in it went. Now everything was up to Benjamin Vomáčka, a Czech defender in Žilina's lineup. If he misses, that's it for the Slovak champions. And Vomáčka sends the ball high over Slavia's goal and the stadium plunges into celebrations. This victory over Žilina sent Slavia Prague to the last qualifying round of the UEFA Champions League. Next week, the Czech club will face Ajax Amsterdam, a much stronger team than Žilina, and in 2 weeks' time, Slavia fans in Prague and elsewhere in the Czech Republic will see whether their club finally makes it to the Champions League.